This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Did you see what's going on in Chimney Rock, Lee?
Not recently, no.
Up in North Carolina. This is amazing. There are 2,000 Amish, 2,000, who've moved from Pennsylvania. They felt called by God to go to Chimney Rock. Why? Well, nobody else is helping them. And to move, they've been there 6 months now. You can see this story up on my X feed. They've been there 6 months now, and they are personally, board by board, rebuilding the town's homes, businesses, and even bridges by hand. They use minimal equipment. I was watching. It was interesting to see how they would do it. And they are using, I saw them using electrical drills. So I guess that some of that is allowed. I don't know. But yes, Chimney Rock's North Carolina officials have confirmed that a mind-blowing 2,000 members of the Pennsylvania Amish community have been quietly rebuilding the town's homes, businesses, and bridges. Get this, for six straight months.
Love thy neighbor in action.
Yeah, they said God sent them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. All 2,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
I
was watching the video, it brought a tear to my eyes. I was like, wow. You know, just in a world so full of bad things, to see that is just amazing.
Well, that's one of many good stories that actually have come out of that disaster, because there have been so many stories about whether it is groups like the Amish, or whether it is, you know, private individuals or companies or businesses or other civic organizations that have gone in there to do the work that needed to be done to help the people there as quickly as possible and get around all the, you know, government bureaucratic red tape and the FEMA failures.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I was going to say. Contrast that with FEMA. They came on the air here. They lied to us. I mean, point blank lied to us. Said there were 5,000 people on the ground. That is not what people on the ground were saying. And clearly we talked to a radio host from out there. She's like, no, there's not 5,000 of them. Then my our program director, Mark, sent me a link, and they actually were doing an on-the-ground press conference in which they admitted, well, there was like 60 people. And that's not what they were telling us. And the people calling us were calling from the White House. So I think that was what the difference was. And then we find out, remember, $1 billion for housing illegal immigrants. They can seem to get that done. Isn't that weird? Priorities, right?
Yeah.
These poor people have just been left alone for the most part. And so now we have the Amish going and doing what we paid the government once to do. But they prioritize illegal immigrants over us, or they did for a lot of this. So, and they say, and they're showing pictures. I mean, bridges are coming back up. Storefronts are coming back. It's being rebuilt. It's just absolutely amazing. So I just think that's the coolest thing. Well, just seeing, you know, just sitting there. If you've been to the area, by the way, my husband and I went to the Lake Lore area. There's a piece of joint out there, like in a winery. And we'll drive there every once in a while and with the kids and just hang out. And we could not believe how bad it still is out there. Yeah. And that was like just a couple months ago.
Well, I mean, they were still trying to clear the debris out of Lake Lure, which was just...
Yes, it's still in there?
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. I mean, and that's very difficult. It's not like you could just, oh, we'll just shovel it out of there. It's a lake. You know, you've got to get all that stuff out of there and get it safely transported. And honestly, from a news standpoint, I get the impression that the local county officials and the state officials in North Carolina, I think, have done a good job in responding quickly with money as well. As well as these other, you know, private groups, you know, outside of the federal government agencies.
Yeah, which just goes to show, you know what, if government went away somehow, we'd be okay. We used to take care of ourselves.
The local government always is most responsible,
responsive
to the local issues, and that's the way it should be. And government should be as localized as possible, because then it will honestly be more accountable to the constituents that need the assistance or protection, whatever the case may be.
Meanwhile, Dow jumps yesterday 1,000 points. You know what I noticed? Right as I ended the show yesterday with the word Great Depression was trending. Because this is, had been, up till that moment, the worst April on record since 1932. That was trending in terms of stock market losses. Three of the worst one-day losses have come since Liberation Day. That started trending on X. It was the number one trending thing. And almost immediately, you saw Powell and Trump respond to that. And then the Dow Jones rose, 1,016 points, 2.66%. With Bessent coming out saying, yeah, there'll be a deal, de-escalation in the trade war with China. Wall Street wants China to win. I don't know why, but they do. And Bessent saying, look, no one thinks the current status quo is sustainable. And of course, Trump coming out with that new range, that new tariff range, more than zero, less than 145%. And that calmed Wall Street down yesterday. So, here's the thing. We're going to get into this in this hour. Everybody here is focusing on, and I knew this would happen. They would go find one business or one example. And the Wall Street Journal is doing this overnight. Yeah. There's a woman who sells fake eyelashes from China, and they got stuck in Mexico because she can't afford to bring them into the country. Somebody else who sells Care Bears. I didn't know that was still a thing.
I didn't either.
Made in China with a heaping helping of lead on the side, I'm sure. Because they have no, I mean, they don't, they're supposed to comply with our safety standards set by the federal government, but they don't. And we just wink, wink, nod, nod at them and whatever. And they're saying, wow, you know, we've got order chaos. We've got all of this, and you know, all these problems. And so, you know, can we keep going? And everybody's talking about America and how this affects us. And they're hyping. But only Zero Hedge is talking about China. I.e., this is a great article. Everyone should read it. China is in economic dire straits and they're no longer able to hide it. And this is the path Trump had them on before COVID got conveniently out of that lab at just the right time. Chinese shipments are on standby. Orders are frozen. Nothing is moving. And listen to this. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic, poorly planned. But what they don't understand is that uncertainty is Trump's real leverage.
Bingo.
Not the tariffs. What seems like a spur of the moment decision or sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective at throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Globalism requires a perpetual status quo. Change of any kind is like holy water to a vampire. And so what's happening is that these factories are frozen. Half of them are idled. At bottom, they write, China will not be able to survive tariffs on the current scale for long. A single year of 124% tariffs will crush China's economy beyond repair. This is what I've been talking about. Has anybody stopped just even for a moment to consider we could win the trade war? I mean, I know that sounds crazy, right? Because Donald Trump is always bound for failure, according to the mainstream media. But I mean, is it possible that he wins?
Well, I would say that several battles in the trade war have already been won. When you have nearly 100 countries coming to this this administration wanting to renegotiate their trade deals to get rid of or reduce the tariffs they have on our goods going to their country and do a trade deal. When you have this going on with China, when you have a major manufacturing company saying, wait, we're going to build things here. We're going to move plants from overseas back here. We're going to employ American workers. Those are battles in the trade war that have already been won.
But I mean, you know, China's all powerful. We can't live without. Wait a minute. Stimulus is not an option. China's overall non-financial debt is well over 300% of GDP already. Chinese workers are setting factories on fire. They can't pay them. See, what I think, this is what I think Trump's ambition is so insane he won't even articulate it because it would be torn down immediately. I think he's trying to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. I've thought that from the beginning. Now, whether he'll do it, I don't know. But when you start reading the rest of the story, which the mainstream financial media will not tell you, you start going, you know, maybe he could collapse the Chinese party. Like maybe he could make China Japan. A democracy. Because if you think about it, the Chinese people aren't the problem. They're slaves. It's the Communist Party and the evil that it does. That's the problem. So look, I have this whole stack here, and it's just greatest hits. I mean, from typhoon cyber attacks on our grid, U.S. ports, power grid, they have the ability to shut them down, in some cases already have exercised that ability with the cyber attacks, from the bioweapons lab inside our country with 18 deadly pathogens and mice bred to carry and spread those pathogens, 250,000 dead from fentanyl, and the Wall Street Journal is worried about whether one business owner is going to get her fake eyelashes out of Mexico. I mean, I'm sorry. This is a matter. This is an existential survival situation. And the second they get enough market share worldwide that they don't need us, you think they won't flip that grid? You think they won't attack those nuke plants? You think they won't go after the water treatment plants? You bet they will. And we're just not getting it. We're not getting it. But there's a flip side. There is a possibility here that is so magnificent and great and wonderful, not just for us, but for the poor Chinese people too. And it's not being talked about. I'll have it coming up next.